we will go ahead and, barring any other questions, we'll move into our regular agenda. Agenda item number two, discussion and possible action on FY 2009 annual operating plan by John Hawes.
This is actually the resolution and the approval of the budget. And go ahead and go to the, this is the resolution, and I'll go through this first and then we'll read it. One of the points I want to make is the approval of this budget. We'll go ahead and go through one more slide and then here we go. What you all are being asked to approve is really expenditures to authorize Phil to make expenditures up to those levels. He still has to do within the guidelines that are in the policy manual, which still has limitations contractually and things, that he would have to come back to the board for any contracts in the case of, say, professional services that are over $250,000 or in other contracts that are over $500,000, has to bring back to the board. That's why I was saying on a lot of these capital projects, you'll be seeing, and any debt issuances has to come back to you all and stuff. So large-scale things, you'll still be seeing those again and have an opportunity. But otherwise, it approves the budget in these two major divisions, the water supply and cost reimbursable, and that he has the authorization to expend funds within his authority and the policy up to those amounts. The water supply, you can see, is $35.3 million, and the cost reimbursable is $21.3 million, and for total of $56 million. On the operating side, then on the capital side, total expenditures are about $29.2 million. That's gross expenditures, keeping in mind that we'll get reimbursement on a lot of those capital side from either debt issuances or grants or customers or and the like and stuff. So that's and then the very last part of that, of course, very significant, is the approval and adoption of the $57 per acre foot system rate, which both applies. This is an item that's sort of a little bit new from last year because we have a new interruptible water rate product, if you will. It used to be short-term water, but now it's been renamed, and we have a new a procedure for that. The $57 applies to both the long-term system water rate and the interruptible water rate this next year.
Did that used to be a higher cost for the interruptible before?
No, actually, last year, the system rate, the short-term system rate, was the same price. We did have a period of time back where we used to sell one-year water. It was a product that we sold at, believe it or not, as low as $6 an acre foot under an agreement that we had that went away a couple of years ago. So now it's all at the same rate.
John, for the benefit of the new directors, would you describe what interruptible water rate is?
I might let I might ask David Wheelock to probably describe it from a water standpoint, if what we're talking about.
Interruptible water is a product it's out of our farm supplies, but it's water that was contracted for and committed in the previous year, but not used. So it's being diverted from stored water from our reservoirs, but it's from the portions that was under contract, but no one used last year, so we've got it in inventory, and this year we make it available on an interruptible basis. So it has some strengths and provisions, and the length of the contract is 5 years or less, as opposed to the long term, which would be in excess of 5 years. The users of that water is some agriculture, but it's also heavily used by the mining industry, oil and gas operations, and sand and gravel.
Any questions for John?
And the amount available, I might add, maybe said the amount available of that water is brought to the board. I believe it's in January, isn't it, Dave? Or maybe it's going to be in October. I think this year they'll actually bring the recommendation, the amount that's available to be sold of that interruptible product. Any other questions?
Any questions for John? John, if you'd read the resolution, please.
Okay. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the following fiscal year 2009 annual operating plan, AOP, be approved and adopted. Be it further resolved that the General Manager, CEO, be and is hereby authorized to make expenditures and enter into contracts for expenditures as listed in the 2009 Annual Operating Plan and in accordance with General Operations Practices Policy 2.01, authority and responsibilities of the Board of Directors and the General Manager / Chief Executive Officer as adopted April 29, 2002. Be it further resolved that the General Manager / CEO be and is hereby authorized to make adjustments in the individual line item amounts of the AOP, provided that the total amount expended shall not exceed the total amount authorized for each operating division as follows. Water supply, $35,352,075. Cost reimbursable, $21,294,024. Total operating budget, $56,646,099. Then water under the capital area, water supply, $24,877,812. Cost reimbursable, $4,329,434. For total capital budget of $29,207,246. Be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves and adopts a rate of $57 per acre foot of water per year for fiscal year 2009 for both the system water rate and the interruptible water rate.
I will entertain a motion to accept the resolution. Motion by Director Christian. And a second. Second by Sloan. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeClewitt?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Deere?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Farr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Brady?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Carrabba?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Thank you. Moving on to action item number three.